Newport Harbour, the Get Well Plan. Newport Harbour Get Well Plan was formulated after the MCA, Maritime and Coast Guard Agency, health check report, and also incorporates the designated persons audit from Mariko, who is our designated person. David Foster represents them, who is here in the room. The plan is the detailed breakdown of the required action contained within these reports. The completion of these actions will result in Newport Harbour being compliant with the Port Marine Safety Code going forward. And I wonder if at this stage David would like to...
Your Harbourmaster, after it took the reports from my reports from Mariko and the ones from the MCA, and drew up a list of put them together and made up this Get Well programme and a timing programme and getting it with a time chart through there. Some of them are absolutely necessary to get your compliance, and some of them are going to make you into a better harbour authority as opposed to a merely compliant one. And the trick is looking down and seeing the big ticket items, and I would suggest, Mr. Chairman, that each time you have one of your meetings, you go down this and ask about progress against the bar chart. I personally have not been asked to follow this on a week by week basis, nor am I in a position to do so. But this would normally be if you were a trust port or a private port, the board would be, that would be the method in which the board would be checking the progress against. So I would suggest that you do that. I think the really big ticket item at this stage is getting the governance correct. And of course, this is the first meeting to getting the governance correct. This is what was, the MCA was a very unflattering report, and I don't think mine was very flattering either. In fact, slightly less flattering. But the most important single one was this whole management when it went from, may I call it, this level beyond, and I'm not trying to be rude, into the management and getting visibility of the problems itself. Underneath that, there are a whole lot of issues that need to be sorted out. And if you look down the left-hand side, I think there's about 20 that run down. Let's go on further. I imagine the Jonathan over there will be able to tell you how you are, where you are with each particular one. I think the getting this sorted out, getting your navigation risk assessment sorted out, and your safety management system sorted out you will then be well on the way to doing these things. The other things that I think you do have a problem with as a council is how you deal with the licensing of vessels. Because as you probably know, there is this slight anomaly that you're allowing in taxes. Some of the boats are being licensed by your licensing department, but also does taxes and other sorts of things. It's a very unusual, I can't think of anywhere else where that's happening. And again, the qualification of who is actually doing that, and whether you and how you go around that. Now again, that's quite a big worm to get hold of. But a lot of it can be solved once Helen has managed to fight the Harbour Revision Order through, which gives the Harbour Master team a few powers which they can then exercise in. I think the other skeleton in the cupboard, whatever you want to call it, is these other two harbours, which you just mentioned a moment ago, Ryde and Ventnor, which by the Port Marine Safety Code belongs to the Isle of Wight Council, and they've been run in accordance with the code. But at present, the Holland Master, and everybody, I might be getting this slightly wrong, but when it comes to the code sort of side of life, that is, they aren't there at all. I think that they were, what I would suggest is that once we've got this sort of nicely ticking along, which shouldn't be, you're getting a long way to it. And I'm doing your proper audit, I think about 4 times it. I think you're going to find there's probably some good news in amongst that. And then I see your safety management system could be expanded to take the other 2 ports. So you've got an overarching one, and then for your, and then just basically for the 3 ports, Newport, Brighton. And this is common to a number of municipal ports, as I said when I was talking to you before. In Scotland, you've got some ports with up to 24 sub-harbours, if you want to call them sub-harbours. Some of them have got their own statutory harbour authority areas, and some of them, I think I used the expression when I was here last time, sticky out bits, which is just a jetty that sticks out into the sea. And you basically, that's what you've got at Ventnor, for instance. So I think, if I may advise, my advice is that each time you have your meeting here, that I would suggest you go through with the Harbour Master or with whoever it is, because you have these very, you have an unusual number of management layers compared to most ports, to get that there so you can get to the bottom and say that should have been done this month, has it been done, etc., etc. And I would, that holding feet to the fire, I think will do it. But the first feet to be held to the fire is to get the governance right, and I think we're now just starting to there.
Thank you, David.
There any questions?
Thank you, David. I just confirm that we ought to have in this group all 3 harbours because there are so many commonalities. Mm. So absolutely thank you for that. I think our task today is simply to agree list of actions, and from my point of view, I think it absolutely essential that for future meetings we have an action tracker which identifies which items have been done, which are yet to be done, and probably any issues that are preventing them being done, which might be self-resource, it might be finance, and could be anything. And I would guess that if we do take all 3 harbours as a single responsibility, then we would probably end up with something like this for the other 2 harbours as well.
Okay. Andrew, did you have a question?
Yes, I did. Thank you, Chair. Column that I always look at on this is the by whom column, and then I ask the question for those who've got their initials there, do they feel that they do indeed have the capacity to deliver in the timeframes outlined? And certainly where others, I think it's Newton still, will have duties elsewhere, is there any prospect, potential for things happening elsewhere in their role that would detract from this in a way that could be not catastrophic, but really quite disturbing to the time? So I suppose for Mr. Brown, do you have the capacity to deliver? I see a lot of these things are just asking for something to be given to you and then inspecting that it is the right thing given to you. But it's also things do happen which throw timetables like this completely out the window. So it's just checking that nothing's going to get in the way of getting as well.
Do I suppose that's a bit of a responsible for the team? I mean, whilst obviously the Harbour Master has been put down under the by whom column, as you can see quite frequently, there is a team of people delivering these things. We meet on a regular basis to support Jonathan in his role and to work our way through this action list. But rather than putting all our names there, obviously it's Jonathan's name that appears on that list, but it is something he has to do on his own, and we are there for a point of reference, as is David, as our public person as well. So I think, unless my colleagues tell me otherwise, I think we're fairly confident that we can get through get through most of this, but I think if we do get into difficulties, then I think Councillor Hutchinson's point about raising the issue at these meetings would be a valid one.
Well, just reiterate that it is very important that where anything like that, now that we have this committee, making sure that we are cited of any potential disturbance to the timetable, because I hear the messages from Mr. Foster that we really do need to get this finished, so that we are, if everything will then be in place to actually deliver on what the council overall wants to achieve for the harbour.
Thank you, Andrew. Matthew.
Thank you. Just carrying on from what Andrew said, with regards to the timetable here, it looks like a bulk of things will be achieved completion in sort of October, November time. Is it realistic for us to be able to say that those will be completed for our next meeting, which is proposed for December? Do you think it's reasonable for us to expect that?
I think we may need to review some of those dates, because some of them are reflective of the decision around the HRO. And obviously that is taking longer than we had expected, so we may need to review some of those dates. But I don't think we can get a fair way for some of these.
Happy with the way we're going forward, and subject to any further comments, Chairman, I suggest that we review the plan and make it a bit obvious.
Can I just say one comment? David did bring up about licensing.
Yes.
That rather concerns me, just whether these vessels are in a fit condition to be licensed, but which means today. Have you any comment on that?
First of all, it's a matter of your powers. At present, you haven't really got many powers in place, so you've got two issues. I think the one that you should worry about, first of all, looking after yourselves, and those people who are running small commercial vessels, carrying less than 12 people. Because once they go beyond 12 people, it belongs to the Marine Coast Guard Agency, fair and square, and they get passenger certificates, and it's away from the port authority. There is a grey area, it's a dark grey area in the smaller vessels. And you, of course, have them in spades here, particularly during cows week and things, the water taxes. And you're also running water taxes within your own area all the time, up to the folly. And what I've suggested before is that you, in the meantime, you register those, and then you register them. All you have the powers to do, and of course it'd be much easier when you've got powers of direction, a general direction, which you haven't at present. So you might just have to do it by bringing out a notice to mariners and do your best, and most people will comply. And just to get hold and make sure that the vessel has got some form of certification, and what I would say is the tin box has got some form of certification. The guy driving it has got the appropriate qualifications, that he's correctly insured, and he's got the contact details. And just those very basic things. So you can show that there's been due diligence, that the guys that are taking the likes of me from the folly inn back to my boat it's safe to do. In that particular operation, I've got no reason to believe there's a problem there. But you've got all the others. Then, of course, what you get at Cow's Week, you get all these other ones, some of which are private, like sailing clubs are taking competitors out, which you can never be told what that is a private, that is a recreational matter, but other people are charging money. And it needs quite difficult policing, and again, an enforcement, and again, this is when your harbour master and his team should be on the water, not working ships.
Thank you, David. Yes, Councillor.
I understand exactly what you're saying. In Cow's Week, you can almost walk across the water from both of us. I just wonder if there might be any sense in from the licensing of sort of vessels that you mentioned. Because obviously Cowes Harbour have to do it because they're passing through their waters all the time. I just wonder if there might be a way of saying, well, if it's registered for them, we accept it. And if we have others that we are registering, which then go downstream, they would perhaps do the same. That would save us having to do the same job twice.
Of course, if you've got any form of joint organisation, also Helen in charge now, there is the Public Safety Act 1908 or something like that, which gives councils the powers to license boatmen and their boats. And that is one way it's being done around here, and that's done in Southampton and things like that, and it's done by the Solent Harbour Masters Association. Has a Derek ordered a syllabus that do it as well. So there are also, the trouble is, as I said in the beginning, it's a very grey area, this. But what you want to make sure is that you... It's what you want to make quite sure that you've got... the vessel that you... There's some form of check to be carried out, whether you share it with Cowes or you have or use a joint system or not. And it doesn't matter by the regular... Not, there are the regulations by the code. But I think it's showing that the fact you're doing it is the important thing. And it doesn't matter how you go about it. Doesn't matter that you know how you go about it. It is almost a secondary issue.
Any further questions?